running to Moose Corner. Have you heard it told? Every time we win, we've been known to rock and roll. Ain't nothing sweeter than Toomey's lemonade. Down in the Southland, got it made.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
On April Fool's Day, you play a prank on a friend of yours and then yell the name of the holiday at them.
You said April Fool's first, which kind of gives it away.
This is a fun day to pull pranks on your kids.
Please tell me this is some kind of practical joke.
Our saucy little radio prank will provide a good lead-in for Mrs. Amos and Andy.
What have we got here? A private joke?
April Fool's.
Let's try to be mature, okay?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
I'm Chris Foster. Former Vice President Joe Biden says in a statement he doesn't believe he's ever acted inappropriately with women, but that he'll listen respectfully if anyone says he did. Lucy Flores says Biden smelled the back of her head and kissed it at a campaign event when she was running for Nevada lieutenant governor in 2014.
To have the vice president of the United States do that to me so unexpectedly and just kind of out of nowhere, it was just shocking.
She was on CNN's State of the Union. Two Marines are killed in a crash during a helicopter training mission in southwestern Arizona.
The pair were behind the controls of an AH-1Z Viper aircraft at the time. Details are still unclear. The crash is under investigation. The helicopter was part of the Marine Corps Air Station, a 1,300-square-mile training ground, and one of the largest military installations in the world.
Fox's Tom Graham. This is Fox News.
Dave.
We salute you, Mr. Annoying April Fool's Guy.
Mr. Annoying April Fool's Guy.
You can't remember a single birthday or anniversary, yet every April 1st, there you are, hiding staplers and gluing desk drawers shut.
Let the fun begin now.
Yes, your ridiculous antics would be quite useful if this company only had an asshat division.
Somebody pull my finger.
Yes, we just can't get enough of the old cellophane on the toilet seat joke, or that wacky scotch tape over the mouse trackball prank.
Better call the guys from IT.
So go ahead, wrap the boss's desk in aluminum foil, glue the caps on your coworkers' pens, hide every phone in the sales department up in the drop ceiling. Because after all, if there's ever an opening for director of Grabastic Resources, you'll get the job.
Mr. Annoying April Fool's Guy.
Morning, and have I got a treat for you. Today, you're going to be awakened by three international men of mystery and one international woman of mystery. Not to mention an international wonder dog of mystery. Greg Budell, are you ready to go?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Jay Scott, how do you feel about this mission?
This organization will not tolerate failure.
Emily Hayes, will the team need some extra help today?
Bring in the fembots!
Bailey, the wonder dog. If a chicken walked in on this mission, what would you say to it?
I'm gonna eat ya! Get in my belly!
And Rich Thomas, how does this mission and doing the weather make you feel?
I'm dead sexy.
So I guess when everyone wakes up, they'll all feel shagadelic.
Let's get down to business.
Now stand by for three men.
Molly, 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 molly.
And a lady.
Yeah, baby!
I think I said that already. Welcome to a very special Monday. Duck 93 on FM WAC, the first ever Duck in the Sun Predictathon on a Monday coming up. JLB joining us, so will Emily Hayes, but right now, let's get the weather we set up with Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
It's chilly out there this morning. Boy, oh boy. Was it chilly this morning when we took our walk, Bailey? Yes, it was. Yes, girl. Was it a quick walk, huh? Mostly sunny, but not quite as cool today. Yesterday, we were only in the 50s after lower 80s on Saturday. High today around 67. Tonight, scattered showers developing in the overnight hours. The main window lit would be, let's say, from 10 p.m. to about 4 a.m. A few scattered showers. Chilly, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Upper 60s, down to the low 40s tomorrow night. Wednesday is what I call the pick of the litter day. Best day of the week weather-wise, with sunshine, warmer, high around 76. Then showers and thunderstorms by Thursday night into Friday as the next storm system moves through the area. And a little warmer towards the end of the week. Right now this morning, we have 39 Prattville, Troy, Alexander City, and Selma. It's also 39 in Auburn with a lot of toilet paper on the trees. 41 at Danny Field, north winds at 6, times 609.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Happy April Fool's Day. We're not playing that this year. We're not going to do stupid stuff like we've done in the past. Immature pranks to annoy listeners. Get you sucked in. You know, in the past, you might have tuned in today and expected to hear...
country music?
Well... that's not pranky enough. You got to be really stupid on April Fool's Day like this.
The best bagpipes of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. The Bag.
The Bag.
The number one at-work station for the best in bagpipes, The Bag. Now,
Back to Tam O'Shanter.
You said you wanted more bagpipe music on the radio, and we heard you. How you doing, everybody? It's Tam taking you through the next few hours. Coming up in a commercial-free bag block, the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, an old favorite from the Highland Bagpipes. But first, let's go to Angus. He's holding on the bag line.
Listen to me, lad. I've been waiting my whole life for a station like this. This is great. It's my dream come true.
Glad you love it. What do you want to hear, bud?
I didn't give a crap as long as it's got bagpipes in it.
All right, we'll just stick around for that.
Or this.
You asked for it, and we delivered.
The Kazoo. All Kazoo, all the time.
And now, KZ and the Kazoo Morning Show.
It's KZ on the Kazoo Morning Zoo, and have we got a morning plan for you. Great Kazoo favorites from the most popular Kazoo artists from yesterday and today. The phone lines are open, and we're talking to a Kazoo caller on the Kazoo Morning Zoo Hotline.
Hi, KZ. I remember when no one wanted to hear a kazoo, and people made fun of them.
Happened to me today.
But now a whole radio station for kazoos? Keep up the great work.
Can you kazoo? Oh, yeah.
We go now to Kenny on the Kazoo Morning Zoo Hotline.
Kazoo! Those guys who used to be on this station would never play kazoo songs. I'm humming along to all these songs. This is great!
Well, we're glad you like it, Kenny. So let's waste no time in getting back to the music on...
The Kazoo.
Here's BB Rexha and Florida Georgia Line with Meant to Be.
Sometimes you think, though... with some of the crap formats that are going on around the country, yeah. Somebody won't try kazoos or bagpipes one day.
Right. Yeah, it's getting fragmented. I've got three of some of the better pranks on our timeline this morning. One from the BBC, one from Taco Bell, and one from Sports Illustrated.
We're having the first ever Duncan and Some Predictathon today on a Monday.
Wow.
Because we want to get right in on the amazing guy. You know, I'm not a basketball fan, but how could you not... Just sit there with your... And you covered your head in pillows? Was that like a security
60%
there?
Of the game, I couldn't watch. It was starting to go... It was going bad early on.
I did you guys a favor, because I tuned in a few minutes into the game, and they were down like 10. I thought, oh, man. And then it got worse, I think, by one more basket. So I tuned away. And as soon as I tuned away... They started drawing closer until it was tied at halftime.
Well, there's some great kazoo stuff on Saturday evening you should watch.
I like how he looked at me for confirmation on that tied at halftime thing. I have no idea. Yeah.
No, I'm excited. Yeah, you know,
maybe you should tune away Saturday evening.
It's a little, there's a little more going on here than just making the Final Four. I mean, if there's an inspiration to be had, you know, this is an area that was devastated a few weeks ago.
Lee County, need some good news after, you know, we're less than a month away. It was March 3rd.
Yeah, and we're...
the tornado.
So you're looking, and the team still won, a team they had already lost twice to, even with an injury to a key player. So
the key player who showed up at halftime or after halftime and kind of inspired the team.
Willed them to victory.
Well... I would love to see this happen.
I would too. I would be amazing. Super pumped about it. I'm very excited because, I mean, the state's known for football. You know, like we're known for football. Alabama can't get
Kentucky.
A basketball coach worth a dang.
Look at the puppy on the TV.
Kentucky's known for basketball.
Yeah, but
North Carolina, Duke.
Yeah, I would like to see Auburn go all the way.
All those legacy big-ass basketball teams lost.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jay, did Duke sweat it out for a few of those games?
Duke has been winning on luck for the past, since UCF. Since UCF, they won on luck. And then when they played...
Whoa!
Oh, God, I can't remember the other teams.
But they
had a chance with 1.1 seconds, and he went for a layup and missed his layup, which would have won the game. Oh. Again, Duke has been winning on luck with their one player.
So, you know, big powerhouse, too.
All right, we have your local news coming up and a special Menthol Meredith. We got to have something for M's today, right?
Oh, yeah, yay.
So that's just a moment away. In the meantime, don't go to Adams Motorsports today at the location because they're closed. They're closed on Sunday and Monday because Terry Adams likes his... team to have a five-day work week and an extra day to enjoy the products they sell. Everybody that works there has bikes, scooters, jet skis, all the things that they sell. because that's what they enjoy away from work. So they get a bonus day to use it. But reopen tomorrow with new April specials. The manufacturers put up their money behind their products. I'm talking about Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, all the great brand names in outdoor fun. And they get you the best interest rate, even if you're not what you might call a bank-level credit customer. They will get you done at the lowest available rate. So shop today at AdamsMotorsports.com and then stop by and see them Tuesday through Saturday at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass in Ackle, 24/7 AdamsMotorsports.com. See the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime this week.
660. From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say a woman was shot over the weekend. Police tell us the shooting happened at the Patterson Court public housing development. The woman's injuries are not life-threatening and no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Troy police have charged a man with first-degree rape. Richard Davidson is accused of raping a 20-year-old woman at a home in the 100 block of Nat Avenue. Several pieces of evidence were sent to the Alabama Department of Forensics to be examined. Davidson is in the Pike County Jail on a $25,000 bond. And the Auburn Tigers are headed to the Final Four for the first time in school history. Auburn defeated Kentucky 77-71 in overtime on Sunday. The Tigers will face Virginia on Saturday. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What day is it?
It's Saturday!
Really?
April Fool's!
Oh, great. Is that today?
I told you there was nothing funny about April Fool's pranks.
I agree. 99% plus one.
100%.
There is nothing funny about this.
April Fool's! Yes, April Fool's.
Can we just
start the show?
Sure thing.
April Fool's.
618. I can tell you what, after I heard this news, I ain't going back to Disney, and neither is Menthol Meredith.
Uh-oh. Well, apparently Disney has banned its smoking from its parks starting on May 1st, officially making it the crappiest place on Earth. Hell, the one time I went to Disney, I broke my personal record for the most cigarettes ever smoked in a day. Screaming kids plus long lines equals chain smoking. I, for one, don't think Disney's got no right to rip a cigarette out of my mouth when I'm surrounded by brats and I need it the most. That's like feeding a juicy sirloin steak to a starving German shepherd and then ripping it away from it. It just ain't right. Disney ain't gonna stop me from firing up a menthol, though. Nope. I'm just gonna smoke on the rides where they can't stop me. Mm. Yep, I'm gonna be smoking on Splash Mountain and eshing in the teacups. They ain't taking my menthol magic out of the Magic Kingdom. No, ma'am.
Well, that's gonna make some people really uptight. Spending a whole day at Disney without
a... What about vaping?
They've taken... No, they won't allow that. They've taken cigarettes off airplanes and every other place, and I don't want to. I don't have the scientific research to make the direct connection, but it seems to me there's a lot of very intemperate behavior at airports, on planes, off planes, arguments at the counter, fights in the concourses. I see those stories all the time. I think what they've done with TSA is get everybody so amped up and anxious about getting on a plane that one little thing can set you off.
Atlanta's, what is it?
Hartsfield-Jackson.
Hartsfield-Jackson, they have a smoking section. But you better have a layover of about an hour so that you can find it from wherever your gate is.
Right. Tell me about it. I've been there. I've flown through there.
They used to have three.
Yeah.
It's down to like one on one concourse.
Really?
Yeah.
And, boy, you go in there, oh. And the ceiling is black. And
it's just like our lungs.
It's really tough to breathe.
It's just, those doors open.
Those smoke billows out.
Oh, no, I didn't even need a light when I walked into that place the last time. That was 2011, I think.
Your cigarette just fired up on its own, didn't it?
It started itself. All right. Things to look forward to in the month of April. Now we have something we didn't know that would be on the list. until yesterday. But I don't like any of these things. Game of Thrones is back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's worth it for at least two of us in the room.
That's coming soon.
Hey, hockey fans, the NHL playoffs start April 9th end around June 20th.
It's like the NBA. It's like the NBA.
We get the new Avengers movie this month.
Masters is next week. Game of Thrones back. Yeah, that comes out on the 26th.
Yeah, towards the
end. By the way, Dumbo was a bomb.
It was number one, but it was a bomb.
Did it make $12?
It did better than 12, but it was below... I mean, please, don't tell me a live-action Disney beloved classic.
Who directed it again?
Tim Burton.
Oh, he's a little unusual.
He's a little unusual.
That's putting it mildly.
And that's fine. His unusualness has worked. Nightmare Before Christmas and a few other movies.
The Big Fish.
Yes. Yeah, no, that was great. Big Fish made me cry. I mean, that was good. That was a great movie. Because the dad in Big Fish kind of reminded me a little bit of me with all his big stories. Except mine are all true. Aren't they? Well, I mean, if you allow for a little exaggeration and artistic license here and there. 622. We're going to head down to the traffic dungeon for the first time in a moment. And then Rich has the timeline for April the 1st. We'll join the TV folks. What are we... I guess we're talking about April Fool's Day
and how... It's almost a 50-50 split on people who are annoyed by pranks and who are not.
I'm going to try and condense one of my stories down to like 25 minutes or less. Guess I made yesterday, in addition to tons of chicken, and tomorrow I'll have hash brown casserole and Cajun sausage, but I made another batch of barbecue sauce without the cleaning fluid.
Oh, yay! And you're getting better at that.
The Sloppy Joe is ready.
Excellent.
That'll probably be Wednesdays.
BLT this morning was amazing downstairs.
Absolutely fantastic.
That was, for the first time, I didn't know if you'd know or not, that was integrated bacon.
Integrated bacon?
Yes. It was Konecka and Wrights.
Oh, coming together.
Yes. And because they're both great.
They used to be segregated?
Well, I'd either bring you one or the other, but I decided to mix it up today.
Okay.
See if he would notice.
He had to use the back door when he came in through the Konecka.
What?
Ground beef, $1.98 a pound, so I bought lots of it, a torpedo's worth.
Wow.
If, you know, $1.98, 10-pound torpedo is $19.80. See how fast I did that math? I picked up Brian Wieners yesterday because I like beanie weenies.
I think you only like that so you can say it that way.
That is in part very true, Jay. Exactly. You're very observant. But Hunt's ketchup, 24-ounce bottle, was 97 cents. That's the base for the barbecue sauce. So that was easy. And Rich's friend Chuck Roast.
Oh, yeah, turkey.
Back at $2.96 a pound at all three food out locations. You can win $10 of free shopping there next hour with the pop quiz that follows random facts. Kind of got to keep ourselves on time here today. Millbrook Highway 14, Prattville on Main Street, east of 31, and on 439 Coliseum Boulevard, where, yes, chicken tender pictures were sent.
Yes, they were.
To a certain dog. 4624.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is looking around the river region, and it's a smooth ride no matter where you are headed this morning. We don't have any accidents to slow you down. Everything looks great on the interstates. Everybody's rolling along just fine. The boulevard's starting to see just a little bit of traffic building up, but it's only stop and go at the traffic lights at this early hour. And if you're headed into town from Prattville or Wetumpka, don't worry. You can pick your route. Everything is rolling along just fine this morning. Do remember that school buses are out picking up kids, so let's watch out for them. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. Now, I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure that my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we, and we rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technology.
With WOW's super fast internet starting at just $39.99 a month, when paired with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's WOW. Get choice. Get value. Get WOW. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's your wife.
The 4-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett.
Here I am. Yes, it's me.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Easter version of Elf on the Shelf. Just a trick, little kids, to behave themselves. If you need to control your nasty little twerp, then you better go get a peep on the perch. That yellow chicken's watching. Works for the Easter Bunny. Shape up. Candy. It's a marshmallow spy. Gotta move it every night. Bedtime, you better go to sleep. Getting spied on by a peep. Finish your veggies when you eat. Getting spied on by a peep. Don't be a naughty little creep. Getting spied on by a peep. Walk in. You better wipe your feet.
At 6:29 with the timeline for April the 1st, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It is the 91st day of the year. There are 294 days remaining. Of course, it is April Fool's Day, a holiday which dates back to at least the 1500s. It is National Atheist Day. Honest to God. It's International Fun at Work Day. Why did they do that on a Monday? Fun at Work Day?
Isn't it fun at work here every day?
Well, April 1st doesn't always fall on a Monday.
That's true. That's true. And it's National Tater Day, and I have no idea what
Tater Day is.
Yeah, it says, wait a minute.
Tater.
Here it is. I just looked at it. It's observed annually, set aside to celebrate the potato that is loved by almost everyone and provides us with essential vitamins, minerals, and fiber. Okay. Happy National Tater Day. 1889, the first dishwashing machine is marketed. I bet it was a wonderful invention in 1889. So, here's our first April Fool's prank. 1957, 62 years ago, BBC announced that because of a mild winter in Switzerland, spaghetti trees were producing more spaghetti than normal.
I remember that.
They showed footage of people pulling strands of spaghetti from tree branches. BBC immediately had people calling in asking how to grow their own spaghetti trees, and they said you place a spring of spaghetti in a tin of tomato sauce and hope for the best.
Carson showed that on the Tonight Show, and I remember being a dopey little kid thinking, can we get one of those? That is so cool. Because they really went to great lengths to make it look authentic.
On this date in 1960, the first true weather satellite, Tyros 1, is launched from Cape Canaveral. It obviously was a game changer. We started seeing tropical systems that we didn't know existed way out there in the Atlantic Ocean. April 1st on this date in 1961, the Beatles began a three-month residency at the Top 10 Club in Hamburg, playing 92 straight nights. 92 straight nights. The group played for 7 hours a night on weekdays and 8 hours on the weekends. They had 15-minute breaks an hour.
Wow.
1963, General Hospital made its debut.
Oh!
GH was a 30-minute show at the time.
Who was the one? Luke and Laura. That was another one of those times where I had to pretend I was paying attention to what was going on, because that was all women especially were talking about. Laura.
Good-looking human beings on that show. 49 years ago in 1970, President Nixon signed a measure banning cigarette advertising on radio and television. It would take place on January 1st. 1971. Now our song of the day, title track from a movie soundtrack. The movie was awful and forgettable, but the soundtrack and this song, it's a different story. Walter Becker, Donald Fagen. The year is 1978. Steely Dan making the transition from ABC Records to MCA Records. How about some Static Free FM this morning on WACB 93.1 FM. Way, kids, back in the day, all the good music, all the good rock and roll music was on AM, and then we used to say, when you talked about slow music, it's FM music.
Well, it was like a law, it had to be classical music.
Yeah, it was like,
that's all it was.
And
then somebody checked into it and said, hey, you know what, we can play the whole 7-minute version of Stairway to Heaven here.
Get underground stations.
Songs like that is right. What moved people from AM to FM. Thank you very much. We'll be back next week.
35 years ago today, in 1984, Marvin Gaye, shot to death by his own father, who later pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter, got off on probation. Marvin Gaye was 44.
There's a Marvin Gaye postage stamp coming out. Maybe tomorrow?
He was who knows what kind of music we missed from him dying so early. David Lee Roth quit Van Halen on this date in 85, releasing their version of the Beach Boys' California Girls, which featured Carl Wilson in the background vocals. He was replaced by Sammy Hagar, and they used to call the group Van Hagar after that.
Yeah. That Marvin Gaye stamp does come out tomorrow.
Oh, cool. 34 years ago today in 85, here's another April Fool's prank. Sports Illustrated claimed a rookie pitcher named Sid Finch was going to play for the Mets.
He could
throw 168 miles an hour, and he trained at a monastery in Tibet. Mets fans went crazy. Magazine was flooded with requests for more information about this guy.
That was in the magazine universe probably the best April Fool's joke ever, because I remember reading that story before I knew it was
168. One more. All right, one more. The 23 years ago in 1996, April Fool's, the Taco Bell announced that they had bought the Liberty Bell and were renaming it the Taco Liberty Bell.
It was like to pay off the national debt or something, wasn't it?
That was a good one, too.
We got to fix that crack, huh? 2004, Google introduces Gmail. It's met with skepticism, but you know, now everybody's got a Gmail account. 9 years ago in 2010, April Fool's prank. Oh, one more, I guess. Ben and Jerry's announced that the world's first virtual ice cream. It claims that you could taste the flavor of the ice cream just by licking your computer screen. Oh, man. A couple of birthdays. Oh, one of your favorites, Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, she's
46.
Our Star is Born feature today.
Okay, she's 46 today. Joe Francis, who is he? He's the Girls Gone Wild founder. He's 46 today.
He's celebrating in jail, isn't he?
I think he's still in jail. He's worth $50 million out of jail, though.
Boy's Gone Wild. Should be out soon.
Yeah, right. Susan Boyle is 58. Annette O'Toole is 67. And the big guy on WKRP in Cincinnati, Mr. Carlson, would have had a birthday today. Gordon Jump died in 2003. We're 10 days from the Biscuits home opener, 19 days till Easter, 41 days till Mother's Day, and 51 days until the Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of the summer season. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. No, April Fool, Alabama. Excuse me.
That would be an April Fool's if Alabama's basketball team was in the Final Four.
I'm trying.
What a Freudian slip.
You're even wearing orange today. How about that?
I'm sorry. What did I say?
Alabama!
Auburn! Making the Final Four. We're going to do the Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon for that game today, so people have lots of opportunities to get on some really cool prizes. We're going to announce a record set in TV land with the next television season at 6:37.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I tell you, when you go outside this morning, it is definitely chilly. We've gotten spoiled lately with some warmer days. Yesterday was a shocker, though. After 81 Saturday, we only had 50s yesterday. We're looking for a high today around 67. We're starting off in the upper 30s this morning, though. Scattered showers in the overnight hours tonight, but a brief event, a brief window of a few scattered showers moving through as a storm system in the Gulf brushes by the area. Chilly tonight, low 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. High temperature in the upper 60s. Down to the low 40s tomorrow night. Wednesday, best day of the week, what I call the pick of the litter. Sunshine, warmer, high 76. Then mid-70s Thursday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms by late Thursday into Thursday night and early Friday. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies, 41 degrees, north winds at 6 miles per hour. It's 39 now at Prattville, Troy, Alex City, Selma, and Auburn. 6:38.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
You're not kidding. I was, what? It's a little team spirit.
I never said a word.
Your face spoke volumes.
It smells like team spirit.
I haven't watched in a long time. It probably does. Like yesterday morning when I went to Food Outlet, I had on a shirt and this fishing vest.
Yeah.
And it, all of a sudden, man, damp, cold.
I'm freezing my baguettes off.
By the way, baguettes are 10, cost plus 10.
Baguettes.
Can we squeeze the traffic in here, do you think?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Man, it's risky business.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Yep.
Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Oh boy, it's April Fool's Day, and for about half of us, it's the Super Bowl of annoyingness.
Yeah, according to a new survey, 46% of people say they think April Fool's Day pranks are annoying, 42% say they're amusing, and 12% of people weirdly have made it this far in life without formulating a positive or a negative opinion about this.
Well, I know a group that has one of the two. We want to bring in 3 minutes of media over at News Talk 93.1. Guys, what do you think of this?
The Super Bowl of annoyingness?
Annoyingness.
Ryan, right. Wow.
Ryan's, I like the word.
Original.
Hey, look at look at this on April Fool's Day.
Look what Santa brought to War Eagle Nation, Final Four.
This big Alabama guy over here.
If somebody spent all of yesterday asleep or had no idea and woke up today and saw that, they might think it was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, well.
But this is really exciting. We got a lot going on here with that later on today. I used to put a lot of thought and effort to pranking my listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to start days ahead to set them up. And I, one year, the woman that did the news on my show, we started openly flirting with each other on the air. And, you know, to the point where other people on the show said, get a room, go somewhere. You know, this is a little bit, ugh. So we invited our listeners to a party on March 31st mm-hmm. at a downtown Miami hotel. And we filled it. There were hundreds of people there. I walked out and said, well, if you've been listening, you know, she and I have been kind of seeing each other. And we just wanted you to be here tonight to tell you that we're getting married. And we're getting married right now. So guy came out, did the ceremony, kissed the bride, blah, blah, blah. The next morning, we don't show up for work. And the other guys on the team are carrying the show saying, this is a shock. You know, that they actually did this last night. So they decided to call us at 8 o'clock to see how the honeymoon was going. Mm-hmm. I was in the building on a cell phone talking to them, pulled the cell phone away, said, April Fool. Oh, my God. Our listeners were so angry because it was too well executed.
It's too real.
Yeah, and you don't want to do that. Yeah. You don't want people saying it.
And some people are irritated when they're duped like that.
Yes. Yeah. You don't want to get sucked in.
Yeah.
You really don't. Like when they told me, hey, guess what? Rich Thomas is coming to work at our station. I checked the calendar first, and then I realized it was really happening.
That was this week. Matter of fact. Go ahead.
I think it depends if you're the pranker or the prankee, how you feel about it. Because you're so excited when you get a good executed joke, but when you're the other end of that joke. Yeah.
We just mentioned one on the timeline from Sports Illustrated about Sam Finch, the new pitcher for the Mets with 168-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, they published on April 1st, and everybody bought
it. And trained in a Tibet monastery.
But think about it. A pitcher that could throw 168 miles an hour, that was pretty good. That got the baseball world real well.
Right.
Back to you, Jay. What have you...
Have you ever been pranked?
Not that I know of. I've pulled a few.
Oh?
But...
Can you think of one?
Oh, it involves social media, and a guy was living with me at the time before he was getting married. Mm-hmm. I didn't inform him ahead of time, but I talked about how my kitchen caught on fire and that it was his fault. And then he played into it, and then she felt absolutely miserable that he had apparently burned down my kitchen and caught everything on fire.
Oh.
How I got away with it on April Fool's, I don't know, but I did. Maybe she was just really gullible.
Did you get any major appliances out of the deal?
I got nothing out of the deal other than the satisfaction of pulling a prank like that. That was it.
Hmm. Emily?
I have a pretty good sense of humor. So
you do?
I would be flustered that I would be duped, but then I would laugh after the fact. But... I always get pied in the face on April Fool's. I'm not in Mobile anymore, but there's a guy that goes around Mobile, and he tries to get everybody in the face with a whipped cream pie. That like the downtown crew that hangs
like strangers
out.
Strangers on the street?
No. Like he'll try to find like the downtown crew of hospitality workers and stuff like that, waitresses, bartenders, stuff like that. His name is Nick, and he'll go pie people in the face.
And then we didn't leave you guys any time for your stories because they just said rap. I'm sorry, April Fool's.
I hope you enjoyed the BLTs I left over there today.
Hey, that is not nice. I got so excited for a second. I was about to run out to the kitchen.
That's okay.
Got you.
I'm still an Alabama fan.
Have a great day, everyone but Greg, after that.
What do you know?
Oh, bless.
Can't tease people with food. Especially not those BLTs, man.
And me, after just going to all this fuss to say how much I think it's a stupid thing to do. But I can get away with it. Can I?
Sure.
Can I get away with it?
No.
I didn't pull that?
No.
Probably mad.
Uh-huh.
All right, 6:45, traffic, and then the cheap and trash.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is looking around the river region, and it's a great time to be out headed to work or school this morning because we don't have any major hang-ups. It's busy on the boulevard already, but everything is rolling along just fine. We don't have any problems on the 31s if you're coming in from out of town. And the interstates are rolling along at a speed limit ride. No problems on 65 or 85 this morning. Let's be careful as you head into work and school. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made, but the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Welcome to Prank Day!
I feel like such a fool.
Just a fool.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello and welcome to April, the fourth month in the Gregorian calendar. There is so much more to April than just Easter. April is also Soy Foods Month, National Poetry Month, National African American Women's Fitness Month, Alcohol Awareness Month, National Pet First Aid Awareness Month, Emotional Overeating Awareness Month, National Sexually Transmitted Diseases Month, and Straw Hat Month. So, this April, enjoy a tofu burger while writing a sonnet about Venus Williams as you acknowledge you're hammered while attempting to give your cat CPR and realize that you're shoving pizza down your throat only because you're depressed that those bumps down there might be something serious and, you know, you can't find your favorite straw hat. You You see, it's way more than just Easter. Welcome to April.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Before we get to the movie box office, the big story this morning, I think, in terms of the history of TV, is that Law & Order Special Victims Unit has been renewed for a 21st season, making it the longest-running primetime live-action series in TV history. Two shows made it to 20 years. Can you name them?
Law & Order.
The first one, the original, was one.
I want to see Gunsmoke.
Very nope. Good.
Well, there were only two.
Yeah.
And we just named them.
I couldn't offer up anything.
And they were probably before your time.
Well, Gunsmoke was. Law & Order, not really before her time.
Do you know when Law & Order came out, we had gone to that stupid half-breed jazz, light rock jazz format in Miami. Mm. And one of the songs that we were playing on the Feel the Breeze was the theme from Law & Order by, who's the guy that...
Really, Mike Post?
Mike Post. Yeah, we played, there's a 3.5-minute version of that. With a lot of doink doinks in it. So we had a contest one morning with a sign to see if people could write lyrics. Here's some law and order. We hate the criminal. It was silly, but it was fun.
Sorry, I missed that format.
Said Rich with zero enthusiasm whatsoever. The movie box office, I posted our predictions here somewhere. Somebody predict for Dumbo.
I said $12.
Okay, you
would. Because I'm going closest without going over.
And that's what you did. And I got to admit, even though I didn't expect it to be a blockbuster, $46 million.
Wow.
That's pathetic.
Didn't one of you say 60 and one of you say 100?
I said 100.
I said 100. 60. I said 60. I think you went a little lower than that.
I think 56.
50, 55, yeah.
So, Price is Right rules.
Yeah.
I win.
Emily is the winner.
That'll be enough for me today.
Changed mine to $13.
Us is still number up there, number two. That movie's grossed $128 million in 2 weeks. SNL did a send-up on it that was...
I didn't watch SNL this weekend. Well, I was...
Neither did I for the fifth straight year.
I was all over that basketball this weekend. Just, yeah. There was... And let me tell you, every single game was fantastic.
I watched more basketball in one weekend than I've watched in my whole life. I swear.
You know what? Me too.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really a basketball fan.
Not a basketball
fan,
guy.
But I love what's going on when there's a story to follow. Even though it didn't involve...
Alabama
ever played in the Final Four? Okay.
Moving most right along. Of the most of the stories that were involved in that were number one teams getting knocked out,
yeah.
or coming really close to it.
Don't we kind of like that, basketball dynasties? Don't we kind of like it when these hotshot teams that kind of take it for granted? You know, we're the
stuff. You like to cheer for the underdog.
Yeah, we're Kentucky. Yeah.
So does most of America.
We're North Carolina.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremonies were last night.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
It's a joke.
I do.
Well.
Stevie Nicks got inducted.
Yeah, with Don Henley from, what group was that? The Eagles Rule.
You know, you don't have to make it like that, you know?
Yes, I do.
I mean, the impressiveness of her induction is that she's already been inducted with Fleetwood Mac, and now she's the only female to be inducted twice in recognition for her solo work.
Deservedly so.
Oh, my God.
No, that's really cool. I love her. I love her. I held her once, you know.
Held her?
I held her.
I did.
You just have a way of saying things sometimes.
You held her what?
What am I sounding like Joe Biden here? What?
You held her sandwich?
Yeah, did you hold her purse?
No, I had my arm around her at the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because
they were there. It was a private party.
Yeah.
Boy. I'll tell you what, I think she would have stood with anybody.
She's still telling that story.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. She mentioned it last night. I didn't get to stay up late and watch. The Cleveland Browns' odds of winning keep climbing.
And I mean odds.
Their win projection has been raised by 3 well before spring practice and the NFL draft.
Yeah.
The San Diego Padres had a mascot race between Ron Burgundy, Champ Kind, Brian Fantana, and Britt Tamlin from the Anchorman News Squad.
Yeah.
Doesn't say who won, but I think that's a pretty good idea. Stay classy, San Diego, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Anything out here? Hey, Colin Kaepernick completed a pass to Saquon Buttley at a charity football game. Now, like, as long as The Cure is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and a group like Styx is sitting on the outs, it's BS. Bunch of crap.
Whack, whack.
That's what I say. The preceding opinion was mine and mine alone, but if you want to agree with me, why wouldn't you?
Has Styx ever been, in the running for nominated or anything?
I think so.
Didn't make it?
They could be in at any time. They've met the qualifications. I think it's 20 years, 25 years, something like that. They certainly have a greater hit pedigree than half the people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Multiple platinum albums. But what do you got to do?
Even if you throw out Mr. Roboto.
Domo Savory guy.
That's great, though.
When Roboto makes it into an Austin Powers movie as a joke, that's probably not the greatest thing in the world for your street cred. It is 6:57. Back to the Traffic Dungeon. Fox News coming up. And then, Jay, next hour, Random Facts. $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic taking a look as we head towards the 7 o'clock hour, and we have an accident for you at the 3100 block of the Selma Highway. That is at Selma Highway and Brookview, so be careful there. If you're on the interstates, it's a speed limit ride. No problems out there as you're headed to work and school this morning. The boulevard's a stop and go at the traffic lights at this time, and buses are picking up kids, so be careful. It's the Invitation to Lexus sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The United States Air Force Academy Band from Colorado Springs presents My Country, Tis of Thee at the Riverwalk Amphitheater in Montgomery, Alabama on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This family-friendly event will feature the concert band in a program that highlights musical diversity and represents the excellence of our men and women in uniform. The concert is free and open to the public. No tickets are required for this event, and seating is open for general admission.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today.